Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where all week long we get in questions. We get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, it's real easy. You can go to jschwedelson.com and there's a button that says podcast, another one that says Ask Us Anything. And we get in some really wild questions, but we appreciate them all. Let's jump into and do the work question first. We got a question in from Jane from Naples, Florida. Now, you may not all know this about the way Florida works. So Florida's got East Coast and West Coast. Now, Jane, you're probably a very nice person. I say that because you're on the West Coast of Florida. Now, the way it works in Florida, when people vacation here and move here, people from the Midwest, they live on the West Coast of Florida, and people from the Midwest are very nice people. So when you go to Naples, everyone's very nice. I live on the East Coast of Florida in Boca Raton, and everyone from the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, all of that, they come down and they go to the East Coast of Florida. I don't know why this is. And everybody from the East Coast is pretty much rude, including me. And that's why everybody on the East Coast is rude. So if you come down to Boca Raton or anywhere on the East Coast of Florida, you're going to encounter very rude people like me. But Jane, I bet you're very nice. So what is your very nice question that you have? Okay, Jay, we seem to be getting good performance on our social media and on our email campaigns. People are clicking through on all of our stuff. But when they get to our landing pages, our destination pages, our conversion rates are actually terrible. And we don't understand it. Why are we getting all this traction, but nobody's actually converting on our offers? Well, I think a lot of people out there can relate to this, that, hey, I don't understand. When they get to our destination page, our landing page, we're trying to get people to sign up for a webinar, trying to get people to buy this product, take advantage of this offer. They're not doing the thing and they just click through. So a few things. Number one, if you're literally getting no performance, right? You're getting all these click-throughs. You have a great click-through rate on your email. You're getting great click-through rates on your social media ads, on this, that, whatever. And you're getting no conversions whatsoever on your landing page. That is a red flag. That doesn't mean that everybody collectively has gotten together that clicked on that thing and decided that they didn't want to buy, they didn't want to subscribe, they didn't want to download. That is not what's happening. You have a technical problem and those click-throughs are either going nowhere, they're not actually getting to your landing page, or your landing page itself has a problem and it's not loading properly. So don't just assume, oh, we need to change the copy on our landing page. When you get, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 conversions and you're getting hundreds, if not thousands of click-throughs, the problem is systemic. It is not something you can just make one small change. Okay, now, what can you do though? You actually do have people getting to that destination page, that landing page. There are lots of little things that we are doing, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, that are crushing the performance. That if you just make these few small changes on that landing page where you are taking people to, you could see a radical change in the number of people that are converting. So let's go through those really quickly, what I would be doing if I was you to improve the performance on your landing page. The first thing is get rid of the navigation bar and get rid of links that go anywhere else. You just send out an email. You just put something out on social media and you're hoping that that person that received that email or sees that social media post does something. You're hoping that they buy the pair of socks. You're hoping that they register for the webinar. You're hoping they do this one thing. And then you take them to this destination page. And on that destination page, you have links going all sorts of different places. You have a navigation bar going all sorts of areas of your website, or you have links that just go other places. And we are a simple-minded species. When you have links going anywhere else, it crushes performance. For example, if you actually have your standard site navigation bar on your landing page where your offers are, you will see your overall number of conversions go down by 20%. Because when you give somebody the opportunity to click somewhere else, they will. So get rid of the navigation bar, get rid of links that go anywhere else. Now, How many fields you're asking for information can be a crusher. Did you know that each additional must-fill field, each additional time you're asking for an additional required field, you'll lose on average about 8% of your registrants for whatever it is you're pushing, you're selling, you're trying to get them to do. 8% just by asking for that extra field, because people will look at your form and be like, I don't want to give that information. I don't want to take the time. So really think about what you're collecting and if you need to be collecting all of it. The other thing you want to be thinking about is if you're collecting more than six fields, okay? If you're collecting more than six fields when somebody goes to that page, you really want to think about a multi-step form where you ask somebody, you know, three fields worth of questions and it's part one, and then they have to go to part two of that form. When you do a multi-step form, it does incredibly well when you're trying to collect more than six fields. Don't have eight fields on one page. That is a crusher. Now, the most important thing on your landing page is the headline on that landing page, the big bold text on that page. People screw it up. They make it vague. They make it weird. You need the person to immediately be like, oh my goodness, I need to fill out the form. I need to buy the thing, download the thing, subscribe to the thing when they see that headline. What you want to have in that headline is you want it to be personalized to the segment that that person is in big bold letters. So for example, the headline might say, runners rated these the number one socks on earth. That's the headline. Or six new human resource laws you need to know. What you don't want to do, okay, is when you take some of that landing page and say, webinar, blah, 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 blah. That is so boring. That's not getting them excited about anything. You need to tell them the hero stat, the exciting topic, the reason it's personalized just for them. That headline is everything. Okay, now you've gotten somebody interested. They read the headline. You don't have too many fields. The last piece of the puzzle, okay, is that button, right? You never want to say the word submit. The actual button to convert, never say the word submit. It's weird. It's strange. It's terrible. What you want to do, this will increase your conversions by over 15%. On that final button, okay, make it repeat whatever your offer is. The button should actually say the offer. It should say, get free quote, exclamation mark. That should be the words on your call to action button, that conversion button, the submission button. Or it would say, yes, exclamation mark, save my spot if it's for a webinar. The button language is absolutely critical. Okay. All right. So let's move on to, before we get to our ridiculous question, this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. And you know what's awesome about Marigold? I not only use them to send out my emails, okay? We send out billions of emails, business and consumer, but they make great landing pages. All this stuff I just talked about, you could do that with Marigold. I am telling you, there is a better way for your email, your loyalty marketing, your retention marketing programs. You got to check them out at meetmarigold.com. I've been using them for years. And whether you're a small, medium, or large company, their roll-up of sale through Campaign Monitor, My Emma, Cheetah Digital, Live Clicker, I really think you need to check them out and give them a try, or at least check out all the different things that they have going on, because you're not using the latest and greatest. Check them out at meetmarigold.com. Okay, let's get into our ridiculous question. We got a question in from Sarah from Roslyn, New York. Uh-oh, it says it's a dating advice question. This is amazing to me that we get dating advice questions. I don't know anything about dating. I've been married for a zillion years, but hey, you want my input? I'm all ears. What do you got? Okay. Sarah says, Jay, don't be upset, but you have really bad taste in TV and movies. Oh, this is starting out well. Jay, I need some dating advice related to this. I've been dating this guy for about 6 months, and this could really turn into something great. But one big issue is that we're not TV compatible. He loves watching sci-fi and superhero stuff like Silo and Dune and Interstellar and The Batman. Ooh, that's good stuff. And he hates that I like shows like White Lotus and Yellowstone and sometimes Love is Blind. It feels weird watching without him, and I hate that he goes off and watches without me. Is this a deal breaker? Oh, this is a great question. Is it a deal breaker? Well, it actually, I think it could be a deal breaker, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, first of all, your boyfriend has excellent taste in what he's watching. I would watch everything he's watching. And by the way, you have great taste in what you're watching, because I would watch all of this, but I get this vibe, okay? You're not always going to be compatible with this type of stuff. But here's what it is. It's too much time not together. And if you extrapolate this out and you then get married and whatever, you're talking about like all of your downtime as you get older is not going to be together. And that's not cool. That's not going to work, in my opinion. So what I would recommend based on absolutely nothing, is that you should every week, you need to watch a TV show or a movie together. Okay, but it cannot be a show that either one of you is already watching or has watched. The worst thing is when you say, oh, I love this show, you got to try it. That's actually annoying. I think that's annoying. What you want to do is find a show that you both can kind of stomach, say, fine, I'm willing to give it a shot. Okay, and you both try it. And once a week, you watch that show. And maybe you could rotate. Each week, somebody else gets to pick the new show or movie. But it's not something that you are already watching or have watched. Because this, first of all, it's not fun to rewatch something with somebody. I don't care what anybody says. It's just not. Okay. You watch something new together and then you could decide together, oh, that was good, that was bad. And I promise you, you will find stuff that you both like. Now, if your boyfriend's not willing to do that, not willing to once a week watch something new with you, I think that's good to find that out now, because if you're not willing to compromise, okay, because relationships are all about compromise, right? That's just the way it goes, dude. It's like, hey, you want to go to the restaurant? Not really, but I'll go. You compromise, okay? That's life. And you find out early if your boyfriend's not willing to compromise, that's a good thing, because then you bail and go, this guy's annoying. He stinks. He's a loser, okay? But hopefully he will compromise and then report back. I want to know the new shows and TV they were watching. And by the way, The Bachelor wasn't on your list. That's something you guys can watch together that has nothing to do with sci-fi or superheroes. But hey, why not give that a try? Anyway, I appreciate you. Everybody, check out jayschwedelson.com. You could put questions in there. You could check us out. We could partner together. You're awesome. And yeah, see you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.